We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you think all this is bad, the governor of Pennsylvania is ordering people to wear masks in their own homes. Ordering people to wear masks in their own homes. When will this end? Anybody ever think of maybe just opening up everything, letting the virus run its course, build up herd immunity, and getting on with our lives? I mean, I don't know. You prefer the sudden death of COVID or the lingering death of seeing everything you've worked for go down the tubes? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So Governor Cuomo, Tim Wenger called him cantankerous earlier. That's one of many words I could apply to Governor Cuomo. After he talked, he bitch-slapped Western New York, and he bitch-slapped the sheriffs in New York State who will not enforce his Thanksgiving regulations. A reporter asked a question, and I want you to hear the question, and I want you to hear Governor Cuomo's response. I mean, this is from the same people who talked about how temperamentally unfit Donald Trump was for the White House.
Questions?
I'm a little unclear about New York City schools. The other day you said this is the city's decision. They have an agreement at 3%. Today you said, well, I might have to impose an orange zone and I might have to close the schools, which an orange zone does. So what's going on? Does the city still have the ability to close its schools? Are you now taking control and saying that you have the power to make this decision? And for the millions of parents who want to know, are the schools going to open tomorrow in New York City?
All right. First of all, let's try not to be obnoxious and offensive in your tone.
Unbelievable. That was a legitimate question. I mean, can you believe this nonsense? I mean, I think about the questions that President Trump was asked over the past 4 years. And if he'd said the same thing, he's temperamentally unfit to be the leader of the United States. But that's Andrew Cuomo showing what Andrew Cuomo is really all about. That's why people in his own office hate him. I keep on telling you that. 1791 Society gets more dirt on Andrew Cuomo from the people he actually trusts, but treats like crap. And he's desperately trying to figure out who leaks information. And my advice to the governor, it ain't a question of who leaks. It's a question of who doesn't leak. Because when you treat everybody like crap, they're going to get back at you. And they'll do it in a way they know is going to drive you nuts. Like telling us all about your paranoia issues, Mr. Cuomo. And there's no shame in having a mental illness, but you should kind of own up to it. All right, 610 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Before I do anything else, I was going to give you a recap of some of what was said today by the governor and some of what was said today by the county executive. But as you know, most of Erie County has plunged into zone orange. And you know what that means? No more dining out, no more bars, no more gyms, no more hair salons or personal services or anything like that. Now, again, do they have the data that will show that that's where this is happening? You know, the Hamburg cluster was at Autumn View Nursing Home. 70 patients tested positive for COVID, And according to the 1791 Society's Facebook page, numerous staff tested positive for COVID in Hamburg, 14075. So, yeah, it's a spike in Hamburg. It's a spike at one place in Hamburg. Just like Eden had a spike, and they hid that one because it involved migrant workers. You know, Poland Cars didn't want to talk about that. But we have good information. All right, let's go to Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, it's good to get you back on the radio. I did not mean to cut you off before, sir.
Oh, no, I told Jimmy. When I heard the ABC News thing, I didn't know how long that was going to take, so I hung up myself, you know.
Now, it was mercifully only about 20 seconds.
Yeah, right. I didn't expect that. Like, nobody probably did, but... Anyway, the whole picture is here. You know, we can all Cuomo and Poland Cars locally. To me, the whole thing is let's get come together right now over us. Okay, it's a time to any group protesting, Black Lives, anybody, gay, lesbian, left, right, Trump supporters, Biden supporters, it's time now to unite, swarm Albany as far as New York goes, swarm Washington. The whole thing is, Tom, nobody, I don't think nobody touched on this today. Get this stimulus thing going. Get old Mitch and Nancy together here and up to Donald, too, to tell them to do it. Get the stimulus thing going because it's more needed now than ever. People like me, restaurants, I'm on Social Security, but we all need it. And get this thing together because if they don't do it now, it's really going to be in bad shape.
All right, Tom, I thank you very much for the call and glad you could get back through on the phone. I much appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Yep, I felt horrible because I felt like he thought I was hanging up on him, and I wasn't. I just had to hit ABC at a certain time. The network waits for nobody, and it was a big drama. Over a quarter of a million Americans have died because of COVID-19. Let me tell you two, maybe three things. Once every 37 seconds in the United States, somebody dies of heart disease. Where's the war on heart disease? That's been going on for decades. Once every 37 seconds, somebody dies of heart disease. And I'm coming up on the third anniversary of my near-death experience. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Eric in Allegheny. Eric, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you, my sir. I appreciate it. The bully never goes away unless you make it go away. And Cuomo's a bully. And I think we're being punished here because the resistance is growing exponentially. We have a sheriff who released a constitutionally-minded statement that was awesome. Tim Howard should be given kudos, and people need to back him up so he can find his courage to continue to do that. Until we stand up and say, no more, it's just going to keep going on. Government sees a chance for a power grab here, and they're going to take it. They're not going to loosen the noose. They're only going to tighten it further until we're all just basically in a complete depressed state of economy and everything else. I've been contending for a little while now that the mask is what's causing the illness right now at this point. This magic second wave, which I predicted 4 months ago, was going to appear just so they could ruin our holiday, which is what they're trying to do. But, I was speculating, it seems the virus had already worked its way through and we achieved our herd immunity. And I'm thinking that because of the mask wearing and the concentrated bacteria in that mask and the rebreathing of that concentrated bacteria, that what we're seeing now is a bacterial pneumonia type situation. Well, don't I find a paper by, guess who, Anthony Fauci, written in 2008. This is a report that he co-authored. And in this, real quick, it's just a couple sentences. Listen to this carefully. He says, the weight of evidence, he's talking about the Spanish flu, by the way. The weight of evidence we examined from both historical and modern analysis of the 1918 influenza pandemic favors a scenario in which viral damage followed by bacterial pneumonia led to the vast majority of deaths. In essence, the virus landed the first blow while bacteria delivered the knockout punch. Anthony Fauci, 2008. And everybody was wearing masks back then.
Unfortunately, when fact checked, that is an inaccurate statement. You allegedly made a statement that allegedly has been debunked. But to be very brutally honest with you, I am so sick of seeing things I know to be true, and I'm told that they're not really true. I don't know how much credence or credibility we put in the fact check.
Let me respond to that. The false statement was that Anthony Fauci was talking about masking at the time causing the bacterial pneumonia. He did not mention masks in that report, and I got this right from Reuters. So this is what he said in the report. He did not mention the masks. That's my contention, is that the mask is causing. But he did concede that the bacteria was what caused most of the deaths following the virus. So
yeah, I'm on that Reuters page. I hear you. I mean, the issue is, what exactly did Dr. Fauci write? What did he not write? And let's just take that one step further. You know, I was talking to Mark Sullivan, the CEO of Catholic Health, earlier today, and he brought up the Spanish flu, and he brought up the second wave of the Spanish flu, and I made the point, and it went away after that, didn't it?
Correct, right. Let me make one other point before I make some room for other callers. People, if you want to see where the real money is that's being made by the health system and others in this whole scandemic, read the CARES Act. I opened it up. This is from the American Hospital Association. I'll just give a brief overview. There's $100 billion to divide up between 6,000 hospitals and 4,000 HMOs. That's quite a tidy bit of money. They get a DRG add-on of 20% on every bill. Accelerated payments rose from 70 to 100%. The FDA gets $80 million. The DOD, the Defense Department, gets $1 billion. Military hospitals get $1.5 billion. Tribal Americans and the Native Indians get $1.032 billion for expanded disease surveillance. Four more. The CDC, oh boy, gets $4.3 billion. The NIH gets $945 million. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid get $200 million. Child Care Development Block Grants, $3.5 billion. And the good old VA gets $16 billion. So with all that money floating around, I'd say there's probably some major motive for the government to jack the numbers and use fraud to gain the almighty dollar, so to speak.
All right. Thank you very much. And, you know, to kind of buttress what the caller is saying, does anybody else remember when Cuomo and Poloncarz were saying, testing, testing, we need everybody testing, testing, everybody test, 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 everybody test, test, test. We don't have enough tests. Donald Trump sucks. We need more tests. So we get a lot of tests. And then we find out that the general population number is like 1%, 1.5%. Then suddenly the DOH changes the criteria under which they will test you. Now they're only testing people with symptoms or people who've been around people with symptoms. So what do you think the test results are going to show? If you only test at the county level a subset, a vulnerable subset of the population, your numbers are going to go up. If you're only testing people with symptoms or people who've been close to people with symptoms, of course your numbers are going to go up. So I do believe we're being jerked around with these numbers. It is 20 minutes after 6 at News Radio 930 WBEN, but are you going to change Thanksgiving this year? Governor Cuomo says don't be a turkey. We'll have some more delightful Andrew Cuomo sound coming up because, you know, a day without Andrew Cuomo is like a day, you know, it's like a day without herpes. I'm live right now, and to prove it, it's 6:22 on the nose by the time you hear this after the delay at News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer is going to be live at 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, taking your telephone calls until 9 o'clock tonight on WBEN because we are your live local source for news and occasional commentary. Although, frankly, today I've been more in information mode than I've been in opinion mode because, you know, I would love to hear from those of you who were told at your job today that because of going into orange, you do not have a job. How many people in the restaurant industry do not have a job? How many of you in local music lost out on gigs you thought you had this weekend because there's no place to play? And, you know, as far as Governor Cuomo, well, let's just hear some of Andrew Cuomo and his comments today. Jimmy Love, let's stick to the ones. Well, let's do the turkey one first, because I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving with my 87-year-old mother. Might be your last Thanksgiving. I mean,
my advice on Thanksgiving, don't be a turkey.
Yeah. Andrew Cuomo saying don't be a turkey is like, I'd rather hear a turkey saying don't be Andrew Cuomo, quite frankly. And then Cuomo bitch slaps Western New York as if we never took COVID seriously, and it's really all our fault that we're going into Code Orange.
Western New York never lived the full pain of a COVID's wrath. Western New York read about New York City. They read about Long Island. They watched it on the TV news. But the numbers were never as bad in Western New York. And you want people to change dramatically their behavior. For me to make these dramatic changes in behavior, I have to believe this is real. And it wasn't real, because it wasn't real to me. You know when it becomes real? When it's real to me. I get it was real in New York City, but I'm in Buffalo. Buffalo is much different than New York City, and it wasn't real to me, like South Dakota. I believe that. I believe they didn't have the same level of fear. And what caused so many people in New York to change their behavior? It was the fear. Why do you guys wear the masks now? Oh, because you said we have to. There's a law that says no. You wear the masks because you're afraid of COVID.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This guy is just a douchebag of the first order. First of all, Western New York, I get around, kind of like the Beach Boys song, and you know that I get around because you see me out, and you see me everywhere in Western New York. And I'm going to tell you that most people in Western New York took this seriously, wore the mask, not out of fear, idiot, but because we didn't want you and your thugs to come in and sue or fine our favorite restaurants and put them out of business. What world do you live in, Andrew Cuomo? Seriously. I mean, you are probably the most misinformed tool I've ever had the displeasure of listening to in high government office. I mean, you know, if somebody off the street said what Andrew Cuomo said there, they'd take him off for a psych evaluation. I'm just saying, the guy's a Looney Tune. People took it seriously here, Governor. You know why they took it seriously, Governor? Because your order killed a lot of senior citizens around here in Western New York. You know why, Governor? Because I take calls from family members of people who are in nursing homes who haven't seen their families in almost a single year. What a way to spend the final golden years of your life on this planet. You know what, Governor? People did everything you suggested for the most part. We wore the masks as per the edict. We washed our hands, some of us to the point of dry, chapped hands. We socially distanced. We sat 4 to a table in restaurants when we had to, 6 when we didn't have to. So, you Albany rat, don't tell me, a guy who lives in Buffalo, who gets around Western New York, don't tell me that people didn't take it seriously. And don't kid yourself. People aren't wearing the mask, for the most part, out of fear. We wear the mask because we don't want the joints we like to go into to get fined by your SLA or other spies you've got going from place to place trying to recover money. And we're also smart enough to know that you're counting on a big payday from alleged, so-called, and I don't call him this, President-elect Joe Biden to get you out of the financial morass you created. And by the way, Governor Cuomo, seems to me that you might want to recall that book. You know that book you wrote about how you single-handedly defeated COVID? Yeah, that book. Is this a lesson in leadership? Hardly. It's a lesson in idiocy. It's a lesson in letting, this is a lesson in the Peter principle is what it is. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I suggest, if you feel the way I do about Governor Cuomo, that you go to Facebook and join the 1791 Society page. It grows exponentially. Well, all right, it grows a lot. Not exponentially. It grows a lot every single day because they keep tabs on these shenanigans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Western New York, worst situation in the state of New York, worst situation, 5.1%. In Western New York, these are the highest rates, 9.7, 9.4, 7.5, 7.3, 6.8, dramatically higher than anywhere else. Parts of Western New York are going from a yellow zone to an orange zone. Remember, with schools, there's what we call a test-out option. Schools close in an orange zone, but the schools can reopen if they stay closed for 4 days, they clean, and then they test people who come back in, as well as faculty, staff. So the schools can reopen in an orange zone. Western New York never lived the full pain of a COVID's wrath. Western New York read about New York City. They read about Long Island. They watched it on the TV news. But the numbers were never as bad in Western New York. And you want people to change dramatically their behavior. For me to make these dramatic changes in behavior, I have to believe this is real. And it wasn't real, because it wasn't real to me. You know when it becomes real? When it's real to me. I get it was real in New York City, but I'm in Buffalo. Buffalo is much different than New York City, and it wasn't real to me, like South Dakota. I believe that. I believe they didn't have the same level of fear. And what caused so many people in New York to change their behavior? It was the fear. Why do you guys wear the masks now? Oh, because you said we have to. There's a law that says no. You wear the masks because you're afraid of COVID. My advice on Thanksgiving, don't be a turkey.
They saw a big spike in cases and hospitalizations as a result of people gathering for Thanksgiving. That is why we are recommending that you do not have your normal Thanksgiving, except with your immediate family members. This is not a war on Thanksgiving. We want people to have Thanksgiving. We also want people in 2021 to be around at the dinner table for that Thanksgiving. We hate to see the stories that come out of an individual catching COVID-19 from a family member who either didn't know they had it because they were asymptomatic, or just had like what they thought were the sniffles. Please, have Thanksgiving with your immediate family. Do not go to your fellow family members or friends that you normally would do, because there's a very good chance that you're going to be putting them in risk or yourself at risk. And nobody wants to do that.
642 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm sorry. You know what? I guess I'll be a turkey on Thanksgiving because I am going to see my mother with my kids, and we are going to have fun together on Thanksgiving. My mother is 87 years old. I don't know if she will be around for her 88th Thanksgiving. Therefore, we are going to enjoy my 87-year-old mother as best we possibly can. Well done, I believe, is the way she... No, we're going to enjoy her company, is what I meant to say. By the way, interesting tweet. The California governor and officials from the California Medical Association all dined indoors while telling the rest of the state they'd kill grandma if they did the same. These people aren't scared of getting COVID. That should tell you something. That's a tweet from Rachel Bavard. Let's get back. Oh, actually, you know, I've been trying to get a hold of people whose livelihoods are being affected by COVID-19 and going into code orange, like gym owners, fitness instructors, cosmetologists, Dr. Pimple Popper, whatever. Joining us right now on WBEN is the singer of and great guitar player of a band many of you have seen throughout the years in Western New York, Hit and Run, and joining us, my friend Mark Valentino. Mark, thanks very much.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing tonight?
Well, better days, Mark. Better days, because you guys in Hit and Run and the other local bands had just started to get gigs again and figured out, okay, we've got to do our last song at 9:30. We got to break down and then leave the bar by 10 o'clock. And you've been through so many ups and downs. Like, you can't even advertise live music at one point. So from a musician's perspective, your thoughts on what happened today with a good portion of Erie County going into Code Orange?
Well, of course, I'm extremely disappointed because some of our band members rely on the money coming from the shows, as do the clubs, the restaurants, the entertainment places that have the events. And I'm worried about the long-term longevity of them being in business because of this. My goal has always been, or my thoughts have always been, I understand why they're doing it, because they're trying to prevent the spread. But I guess the biggest thing I've been concerned about is they should really look at the ones that don't obey the rules. Why penalize everyone because one or two restaurants or clubs do not have their people making people wear masks or have people sit down when they're not wearing their mask? Penalize the people that don't do it and let the businesses that do adhere to the policies keep going and keep generating money for people in Western New York.
And I would love to see the data, Mark, that shows that bars and restaurants and gyms and beauty salons are epicenters of COVID-19. Why not the grocery store? Why not the big box store? A lot more people go there than, go into some clubs.
Well, they try to deem them as saying essential, so it's a way around that. But if you're wearing your mask and you're sitting it with people you know and are comfortable, and the other tables are 10 feet away, I don't see why we still can't make money for ourselves or keep businesses going, really. We're going to have the long-term effects. They're going to be catastrophic.
That's a word I'm hearing more and more from people in the restaurant and hospitality industry, and these are the people who hire you guys in Hit and Run and the other bands. Without naming any places, we've seen, well, in North Tonawanda, Crazy Jake shut down, Brownie shut down. And are you hearing that other places are getting very close to saying we just can't make a go of it?
Yes, I've had some places say that, or some places that have multiple locations saying I may have to close one of my locations. So, yes, we're hearing the same thing. And the town doesn't have that many places really for large venues and live music as it is. So it does worry me for the future of Western New York.
Well, and you guys are such a big part of so many people's lives in the local music community. And, obviously you can't really have a band if you've no place to play. Although I must tell you that your performance outside your home over the summer was very appreciated.
Yes, we had fun doing that. It was our way after 30 years and being inducted and into the Hall of Fame and having so much local support. It was our way to give back to the community and say, hey, everyone's going stir crazy. Everyone really needed this. I've got multiple letters. I walk around the neighborhood to get exercise, and people just stop me in the street saying, that's the best thing I had all summer long. When are you doing it again? We really needed that. We needed some type of stimulation and some chance to get together and see live entertainment. So it was a way to give back to the community.
Well, say hi to everybody in the band the next time you talk, Mark, and tell Kerry to keep those Facebook posts coming.
Sounds good. And for the listeners out there, you have to catch Tom. He's a quite a guitar player himself.
Yeah. I don't come close to you, my friend. But my goal is to be in the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame. I don't really care about the Broadcast Hall of Fame, but the Music Hall of Fame, some category I got to get into.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Valentino with Hit and Run on News Radio 930 WBEN. Actually, Jim Kedrina should also be in the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame because he also has done more to support and promote local music than a lot of people. You know, let's get back to the calls. And then Booker should be in the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame just because he's Booker. I mean, why wouldn't he be in the Hall of Fame? He's everywhere else. All right, let's go. Let's go to the call. I've never seen a dude who nails my birthday presents as well as Booker nails my birthday presents. Like, everything he buys me is an absolute 100% hit. All right, back to the calls on WBEN. Everybody in order. Oh, real quickly, tomorrow, guess what, guys? There's going to be new lawsuits filed against Governor Cuomo as a result of what happened today. And we will have with us via telephone tomorrow. I don't know what time because I'm kind of playing things by ear because of all the news conferences and what have you. But we will have Corey Hogan and Steve Cohen from the firm of Hogan Willig. And full disclosure, that's where my daughter is an attorney, but I've been talking to Steve on air for a long time. And Corey Hogan will join Steve tomorrow at a time to be determined to talk about the latest lawsuits against Governor Cuomo over what I believe are unconstitutional edicts that he has issued. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN and Alabama checking in. Darius, Joe Beamer, by the way, live 7 to 9 tonight on WBEN because he's young and healthy and a stud of radio. You're on. Hello.
Brother Tom, thanks for taking my call, and it was great to hear from Mr. Salvatore. He is a first-class man, and if you want a first-class meal, go to his place.
Oh, I've done that many a time, believe me.
Yep. Hey, I didn't notice Prince Andrew mentioning his 25K raise that he got, apparently, up to 250K a year. You know, I didn't.
I mean, who does he think he is, the county health commissioner here?
Well, that's not overtime, Tom. That's not overtime.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes. You know, he came to Albany to do good, and he did very well indeed.
Nice play on words.
I can't think. I am so disappointed in the U.S., and I am just basically depressed over our election process because we were robbed of an election, and I have no faith in the process because I really believe President Trump won. I don't think anyone cares that there was fraud, but I'll leave it at that.
Well, I mean, I got to keep the focus on COVID today because of the local orange designation. I will tell you that you are not alone, and I will also tell you to keep heart. The battle is not over.
Hey, Tom, listen. You mentioned Cuomo's book. He's not going to retract the book. This is begging for another book and how he beat the second wave.
You know, he would have the chutzpah to do that.
Oh, chutzpah? Are you kidding me? Governor Meatball. Hey, listen, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of standing up the 17th Regiment. I determine Olean is a 5 days march. I'm going to camp there. I'm going to wait for further orders.
Wow. Olean, a 5 day march from Alabama. You must walk a lot.
Well, we are Alabamians, Tom.
Well, those Brogans can be awfully uncomfortable after a while.
God bless, my friend.
All right, thank you, Darius. Brogans, by the way, those are the shoes worn by Civil War dudes and reenactors who actually wear authentic Civil War kind of uniforms. Here's Kevin in Lockport on WBEN. Joe Beamer is going to be live and local from 7 until 9 tonight. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? I got a couple things. The first one, the more he opens his mouth, the more he is a racist and a hater. And he continues to say, we're not supposed to be like that. But I didn't hear anybody. I only caught the last minute of his thing today, except the stuff that you keep putting on again. But anyways, he mentioned that he's going to shut down Christmas and Hanukkah. So he hates Christians and Jews. He didn't say nothing about Ramadan.
He said Christmas, Hanukkah. You're right. He did not mention Ramadan. He did mention Kwanzaa. I forget the exact context in which the governor referenced those particular holidays. But, I mean, the measure of how unhinged he is, I thought, was the reporter who asked a very important question about New York schools and was basically lectured by Andrew Cuomo about the tone of a legitimate question.
Right.
I don't know if you heard that, but it was kind of disturbing.
Also, here's the thing. With the nursing homes, he treats our seniors worse than inmates, convicts. If a convict sues the state, whether it's frivolous or real, they don't litigate. They just pay it out. They write the check, give these convicted murderers money to put in a bank account so the state can draw interest. And they get to spend that little bit of money every day in the commissary or send it back home to their drug dealers. But anyways,
I'm not sure to what extent the inmates are successful in litigating against New York State. I don't know.
Oh, they're very successful because the state don't litigate. You just write the checks out because they don't want to spend money going to court and look stupid. All right. And then the other one is what happens when a treasurer or a CEO cooks the books?
Well, it depends on the nature of the cooking. They can lose their job, or in some cases, they can end up in jail.
He should be in Attica or Clinton. He should be right next to that cell where those inmates broke out. Because remember when he was on the news?
Well, that was Sing Sing.
No, it was Clinton. When?
You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Denim.
When he made his rounds in there, looking like he was trying to solve this thing, he gets to the end of the company there and asks that inmate and says, you got to be kidding me. These guys were drilling and hacking and all this other stuff, and you didn't hear a thing? Doesn't he understand those were the two most horrendous criminals in New York State history? Do you think anybody was going to tell on them?
Understood. Hey, you're a CO, Kevin, aren't you?
He should be right next to those inmates, right in that cell.
You got to be a CO. I'm not going to press you on it, but I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. I'm out of time. I'll tell you what, if you are on hold right now as of 6:55 on Wednesday, if you're on hold, stay there because we ain't going anywhere because we are live and local and here for you in times of tumultuousness and complete douchebaggery from Albany and elsewhere. Coming up is Joe Beamer, the man, the myth, the legend. Joe Beamer coming up, so don't hang up. In fact, you can call in for Joe right now if you want to line up. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if Joe wants to humor me, maybe he'll replay some of the interviews I did during the show today. And we did a lot of interviews. A reminder, contingent on the news conferences that happen tomorrow, I don't know what time, but Steve Cohen and Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig are going to tell us about some new lawsuits against Governor Andrew Cuomo over this Code Orange business. Somehow the show turned into a Kubrick thing. Clockwork Orange.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.